Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 89, Being Led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit Guidance in Daily Life, How the Spirit Leads Practically. One of the most comforting parts of walking with Jesus is knowing that the Spirit guides us in the details of everyday life. I used to think His guidance was mostly for big decisions or spiritual moments, but over time, I've learned that He leads in quiet, practical ways. Some of the clearest direction I've ever received came not through dramatic signs, but through truth settling in my heart, conviction nudging me gently, peace rising when I needed clarity, and wisdom aligning my thoughts with Scripture. The Spirit's guidance is steady and relational, and I've come to depend on it more than I ever expected. Jesus said the Spirit would guide us into all truth. John 16:13. I've experienced this when I'm reading Scripture and a verse suddenly becomes more than information. It becomes direction. There have been times when I was unsure how to respond to a situation, and a passage I wasn't even thinking about came to mind with surprising clarity. That wasn't my memory working overtime. That was the Spirit leading me through truth. His guidance always aligns with Scripture, never contradicts it, and often brings understanding I couldn't have reached on my own. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 has shaped my daily walk more than almost any other passage. Trusting in the Lord with all my heart and not leaning on my own understanding is easier said than done. I've had moments where my instincts were loud, my emotions were strong, and my logic seemed convincing. Yet when I paused and acknowledged the Lord, the Spirit redirected my steps. Sometimes He did it through conviction, reminding me that my attitude or direction wasn't reflecting Christ. Other times He guided me through peace, giving me a settled confidence that I was moving in the right direction. Philippians 2:13 reminds me that God works in us both to will and to act according to His purpose. I felt this in subtle ways. There have been mornings when I woke up with a desire to reach out to someone, pray for someone, or make a decision I had been avoiding. Those desires didn't come from me trying to be spiritual. They came from the Spirit shaping my will. His guidance often begins with a quiet prompting that feels natural but carries spiritual weight. Colossians 3:15 speaks of letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. I've learned to pay attention to that peace. When I'm moving in a direction that aligns with the Spirit, there is a sense of calm, even if the circumstances are uncertain. When I'm resisting His leading, that peace fades. It's not anxiety or fear. It's simply the absence of the Spirit's gentle affirmation. Over time, I've come to see peace as one of the clearest indicators of His guidance. The Spirit leads through truth, conviction, peace, wisdom, and alignment with Scripture. His guidance is not distant or complicated. It is personal, practical, and present in the rhythms of daily life, and the more I trust Him, the more I see His hand shaping my steps. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.